in New York City with Paul Love. How are you, Paul?
Great. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Good. Yeah. Thanks for taking time out of here. I'm sure you're busy like mad here, going crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Learning a lot about credit unions and, you know, co-op. I've just joined recently, yeah. So it's definitely very interesting.
Speaking of that, you are the Chief Information Security Officer, and we were kind of joking before the recording. Where was that title 5 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
So now it's probably everywhere.
It's definitely emerging more and more as companies see that there's a need to get information security and evolve their programs. So, you know, as a Chief Information Security Officer, you're responsible for the protection of information and information assets. And a lot of companies, there's just more and more breaches and more publicity around it, are starting to realize they need a much stronger program and they need an individual to lead that.
Yep,
and
yep.
That's my role at Co-op.
Okay, cool. And we want to keep the credit unions out of the data breach news.
Absolutely.
So you're kind of heading that charge.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a coordinated effort. The attackers are all working together. So as credit unions and, you know, as providers of services and products, we need to be doing that as well, because they have gotten very, very good at monetizing and coordinating together.
Yep.
You know, and a lot of times the financial services industry doesn't want to do that as much. So we're starting to evolve that more and more. There's some great groups out there that do that. But, you know, as we move forward more and more, we need to start sharing that information.
I agree. So tell us about, here's something kind of interesting that I just discovered in my questioning here. Targeted CEO phishing. And we're not talking recruiting here. We're talking something totally different here. What is it, and how do we protect ourselves with this stuff?
Well, great stat. Just recently, the FBI came out with a statistic that said there's been about a 2,370% increase in this type of fraud or this type of...
What was that?
2,370 since January 2015 to December 2016.
Wow.
And what it is when somebody attempts to take over an account, right? So you'll hear about the wire transfer frauds, right? Where somebody pretends to be the CEO or the CFO and says, you need to transfer this money immediately and you need to keep it a secret, right? We're doing a very secret deal, right? So the attackers look for your sense of urgency and people's wanting to help, and they social engineer, right? So they try to get that desire.
Right.
And that's just been increasing and been incredibly profitable for the bad guys. And they continue to really pursue that just because, and as you heard, you know, that massive, you know, statistic, it's very successful and they're continuing to do it. And there's multiple ways. Sometimes they'll just pretend to be the CEO. Sometimes they'll break into an email account and send something long. Another version we've seen is W-2, right, where they actually ask for W-2s, especially around tax season.
Yeah.
They'll say, hey, you know, I'm doing a deal. We need to get all the employees' information. Send me all your W-2s.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a big increase, especially smaller organizations. There was a data breach report by Verizon recently that showed that I think it was 61% of all the attacks last year. There's been a 61% increase for companies with under 1,000 employees. So the attackers aren't just going for the big guys anymore. They're actually starting to focus on the smaller organizations.
Is that volume?
Yeah, you know, no, it absolutely is. It's a volume approach because they were focusing on the big guys, right, because they'd get a big payday,
right.
But they've gotten smarter, the larger organizations, so now they're starting to focus on the smaller ones.
And so there's more of them, and so they can...
And target of opportunity, and they spread it out, and they're seeing that they're being successful in a lot of cases, so they're continuing that velocity.
How do we catch on? What do we do to protect ourselves here? You
know? Well, a lot of it's just awareness, right?
Okay.
And that sounds very cliche, right? You make people aware, but you know, the employees are, and the human element is really the most important part. And you know, a couple simple tips I always share with people is don't click on attachments you weren't expecting,
yes.
Right? Like if your CEO's never sent you a cat video attachment, yeah, it's probably not going to happen anytime soon, so don't click that. And, you know, don't click on links that you don't know where it's going to. A lot of people don't realize that the link that shows up in email isn't necessarily where you're going. You can hide data underneath that.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, copy it. And just really it's all about awareness, right? Just like in the physical world, the digital world, you need that awareness that you would have, right? You wouldn't drive a car and just randomly go down any street. You'd make sure you know where you're going.
Right. Unless I'm here in New York City where I have no idea where I'm going.
You just depend on the cab driver, right?
Exactly.
In that case, absolutely.
Hey, you were also in a panel this morning talking about current fraud landscape. What tips did you share with the audience there that were pretty helpful for them?
Yeah, so in addition to the don't click on links don't click on links you weren't expecting and don't open attachments you weren't expecting, the best thing consumers can do is put a credit freeze with the four on bureaus. A lot of people don't realize there's four. There's Experian, Equifax, TransUnion, and Innovis. Mm-hmm. Right. So getting a credit freeze in there, and that stops the attackers from being able to see your credit, mm-hmm. and then a lot of times initiating new credit for you.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of a hassle, because anytime you want to go do, you want to go buy something like a car, you have to call and get a temporary unfreeze, but otherwise that's probably one of the best ways to protect yourself. And then credit monitoring.
Okay. So and I was thinking, and most people don't know there's four.
And you know, most people go for the big three, but that fourth one, you know, you definitely want to don't forget about that.
Definitely, because we've always been taught, the three, you know.
Yeah, the three big ones. And they're definitely the three big ones, but, you know, that smaller one you want to capture.
Okay. Hey, wrap-up question here for you. What are your expectations here at Think? I mean, obviously, the Think is really well-renowned for having great speakers. And I mean, what are your expectations here?
For me, it's a learning the organization, learning what our customers' needs are, and hearing how they're transforming their businesses. But also, there's a lot of excitement, and it's really amazing that people are really focused on, you know, wanting to help the customer. And that's one thing I really like about the credit union, right? The movement is that it's all about the members and seeing how we can help them solve their problems. Yep. So hearing that continuously reverberate throughout the different parts of the conference has been really, you know, motivating, and, you know, really enjoyed that. So I'm just continuing to learn and see how we can also apply that to what we do in information security. Sometimes people see security as the people who say no. Right, we want to continue to help the organization innovate.
Hey, I got one more question for you. If there's a college freshman coming in, what would you tell them to major in? Would you tell them to major in cybersecurity? Because that's job security right there.
Oh, yeah, and it's a very much a growing field. And the good thing about cybersecurity is it's always going to be there. People are always going to try to do bad things. But, you know, it's also you get to learn a little bit about everything, right? And if you're really focused on the business, you can be a part of the business and help them. Yeah. And that's a really amazing thing about it, is that security can help the organization go fast. And if you have that mindset, right, while securing information, you're going to have a great career.
Yeah. I mean, I say that because you're a popular guy, or any type of person in security or fraud, anti-fraud stuff is going to be very popular in any organization. So it's a growing profession,
Absolutely. And it's a maturing field, right? Yeah. Before, when I've been in the field for 25 years, and when I first started, security was the place you go to for no, right? And we've evolved and we've learned that the business has needs, and we've worked along with them. Okay. So yeah, it's going to continue to grow and be a critical part of the business.
No doubt. Well, cool stuff. Paul, thank you so much.
Great.
Appreciate you stopping by.
Appreciate it.